you know, most of the bathhouses were kind of crappy and slummy. But once you walked in and you saw the men walking around, it's like, who cares about their decor? I mean, you were like oblivious to the decor. A lot of people had like rubber sandals. I brought a little alcohol. I mean, you did what you could to try to like reduce the risk of fungal infections and things like that. But suddenly they renovated the St. Mark's baths. It was completely redone. I mean, my friend who was an escort actually did a rendering of a hallway, that dark, dimmed light that just hit enough just light to see the door and the number on the door and the red light bulb, and everything's painted black, and, you know, men in towels with bulbous butts pushing out of them. And I mean, it was just, when he reopened the bath and he had renovated it to really make it look clean and high-tech, attractive and cared for without anything anywhere that would distract you from the pursuit of sexual pleasure, all of a sudden it was like that. If you were really hot, that was the bathhouse that the hottest guys went to, because it would take longer at the St. Mark's, usually, often, to find a sex partner, because there were so many hot guys, it's like you didn't know where to go first, you know. And because the bodies were better and the hair was good, and I can't explain it, which is the most attractive men went there, and they weren't there to have sex with just anybody for the most part. You know, they were really there to find someone worthy of their physique and their looks. And, you know, I met professional models there. There were, you know, dancers went there. It was, but the level of competition could also be brutal. I mean, I know guys who gave up going to the St. Mark's because it took too long to find someone who would deign to have sex with them. So it became like the top echelon of gay bathhouses in New York City, you know, in a culture, in a neoliberal culture where everything is about how you look instead of who you are. The appeal of the St. Mark's baths was the pinnacle, you know? I mean, just walking around and saying, I fit in here, was, you know, almost as good as sex.